truck and bus news powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. A record number of new trucks are being handed over to operators nationwide, and that means more technicians are going to be needed in coming years. That's just one of the reasons why engine manufacturer Cummins launched their Technical Education for Communities initiative, or TEC. Aimed at providing opportunities to a new generation of Australian heavy vehicle technicians, the TEC now also boasts the support of Daimler Truck and Bus Australia. The big-selling operation, including Freightliner, Fuso and Mercedes-Benz trucks, will support the initiative by way of donating components for students to learn on, as well as providing opportunities such as work experience and even apprenticeships. With a particular focus on assisting would-be techs from disadvantaged areas, Daimler Truck and Bus President and CEO Daniel Whitehead telling us the business is proud to be involved. The percentage of women forging a career behind the wheel of a truck remains small, but the results of this study might help speed things along. US-based transport industry analyst Staymetrics has found female truck drivers are more satisfied in their jobs than male counterparts. They're not as bored either, and they're also more likely to feel fairly compensated and satisfied with their home time. And women truck drivers are also a lot more likely to stick with their employers. The findings come out of the group's annual driver satisfaction survey, which includes feedback from 16,000 truck drivers. Ellen Voy, president and CEO of the Women in Trucking Association, welcomed the results, saying 10 years ago carriers often claimed they didn't care about the gender of the driver. Now we're learning more about why we should focus on bringing more women into the industry, not just to fill seats, but to fill them with capable and well-trained drivers. There's a record amount of new trucks being purchased, but what is the best way to finance a new truck? Can a finance provider help you with more than just arranging the capital to get that new vehicle or vehicles onto your fleet? Is a lease the way to go? A standard vehicle loan? Can you finance annual running costs as well? And what about insurance? We thought we'd find out more about Scania Finance Australia. Rhys Henderson is the country manager. He says what they focus on is having a real relationship with the truck buyer.
A lot of customers still look at the traditional financing around using a chattel mortgage product, but we are seeing more and more interest from customers, whether it be large fleets through to owner-operators, around the total operating economy and the benefits of an operating lease that comes with all the add-on services such as repairs and maintenance, insurances, driver services, connected services. So it's really looking at that total cost of ownership piece and what else a manufacturer can provide outside of the bit of metal.
And you can check out the full chat with Rhys Henderson all about Scania Finance Australia on the Heavy Vehicles website. NatRoad are calling on state governments to consider the scrapping of stamp duty on heavy vehicle registrations. The calls come after the Grattan Institute recently found that stamp duty was a drag on the community and a bad tax from a transport business perspective. Warren Clark, CEO of NatRoad, says the issue is one that needs to be addressed as soon as possible by government. He says stamp duty should be abolished as it is an inefficient tax and is antiquated and out of step with the modern revenue system. He says if the government won't scrap stamp duty, they should at least cap it or even reduce it. The Hunter Valley region in New South Wales is famous for mining and wine production and is a key road transport hub as well. Now there's an expanded presence for operators and prospective operators of all-wheel drive, Western Star and MAN trucks. Penske Commercial Vehicles confirming that the Penske Power Systems outlet at Singleton has been appointed as an all-wheel drive dealer. The arrangement sees the outlet handle not just all-wheel drive truck sales, but also general parts and service support too. And to ensure the best possible customer experience, refurbishment works are underway that will bring increased parking for trucks and trailers, better access to the workshop area, and a new truck display area too. Truck sales might be booming ahead in Australia and the US at the moment. However, there's been a clear slowdown in the UK. Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders data shows a 7% drop in the new heavy goods vehicle market in the third quarter of the year. 9,853 heavy trucks were registered between June and September. SMMT saying the dip is a result of fluctuating fleet buying cycles and ongoing falls in business confidence. Registrations of rigid trucks declined in the third quarter by 9.8%. Prime mover sales fell 4.1%. Operators are being urged to ensure they're compliant with new chain of responsibility provisions in effect under the Heavy Vehicle National Law. Melbourne-based lawyers Rigby Cook believe there are many organisations and operations in the road transport industry around Australia that may be failing to meet their obligations under the new regulations introduced last month. Litigation and dispute resolution specialist and partner at Rigby Cook, Elizabeth Guerra-Stolfer, says many of the existing HVNLs remain unchanged, but there's now an overarching primary duty regulation that is in line with workplace health and safety laws. She said operators may be sleepwalking into some significant penalties if they haven't done the appropriate risk assessments and ensured their practices are complied. Not sure if your business is meeting the new chain of responsibility requirements? Well, Ms. Guerra-Stolfer recommends you seek legal advice. The champagne corks have popped at Volvo Group headquarters after Mack Trucks delivered a milestone vehicle to one of the brand's most enthusiastic customers. The customer? Construction material supply giants Hanson. The milestone? Hanson's 1,000th Mack truck. The milestone vehicle was a Trident AF with a four-axle dog trailer. The unit will be put to work at Hanson's Wolfdene Quarry south of Brisbane. It's taken 35 years to reach the milestone. However, Hanson General Manager of Logistics Scott Tipping says it's been a great relationship with the truck manufacturer. Scott telling us one of the key reasons Hanson chooses Mack is because they build their trucks locally in Australia, which gives us the ability to customise the trucks for our different needs. And will Hanson be adding more Mack trucks to their fleet? Yes, they will. The business has more agitators and truck and dogs on order with full safety pack, and these are due for delivery in coming months. And Iveco is celebrating after the natural gas-powered Stralis was named winner of the Sustainable Truck of the Year 2019 award. The Iveco Stralis NP460 took home the award in the Prime Mover category, with the accolade coming just weeks after the truck set a world record for the longest run on a single tank of LNG. Announced at EcoMondo 2018, an international expo dedicated to all circular economy industry sectors and held in Italy, the award comes just a year after the truck won the Low Carbon Truck of the Year title in the UK. Powered by a 460-horsepower Cursor 13 natural gas engine, the Stralis emits around 90% less nitrous oxide emissions, 99% less particulate matter, and up to 15% less carbon dioxide than equivalent Euro 6 diesel truck.
Truck and bus news. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
Despite the importance of having an online presence, to a lot of businesses, big and small, their website is a pain in the neck. If that's how you feel about your site, we reckon you might be battling bad design. Poor functionality, slow loading, viruses, and just a lack of time and knowledge to get it where it needs to be. Website Create is here to help, and their motto is that they create websites, not headaches. Website Create can help you with every aspect of website design and maintenance, from securing a domain to listing on Google and even SEO as well. Websitecreate.com.au.